God hates a false balance. The reading is taken from Leviticus 19, verse 34 to 37. The stranger who dwells among you shall be to you as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself. For you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. You shall do no injustice in judgment, in measurement of length, weight, or volume. You shall have honest scales, honest weights, an honest ephah, and an honest hem. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, you shall observe all my statutes and all my judgments and perform them. I am the Lord. The world, with all its imperfections, excesses, and imbalances, challenges us, human beings, to live rational and balanced lifestyles. After all, we are told in the book of Proverbs 11, verse 1, the following: a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. False balances at work in our lives are often as a result of the presence of sin playing an active role. This is displeasing to the Lord, and every effort must be made to remove all trace of sin at work in our lives, so that a just weight can be found in our relationship with Him and those around us. It is often said that God loves the sinner and hates the sin. This should not give us incentive to sin more, but reveals the extent of God's love and compassion to help us remove all trace of sin from our lives. Sin is heavy. It is unjust. In the moment of participation, it seems right, but it is deceitfully wrong and burdensome. That's why Jesus says in Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The fact is that God has created humanity to be rational, balanced, and to have good judgment. In order to achieve these qualities, He has also created our bodily organs to function respectively. However, since the fall of mankind into sin, we have struggled to find the measured way in which we were created to live. It was not until the coming of Jesus Christ that the measuring stick to live our lives was found. He, in fact, is the way, the truth, and the life. Even with Jesus, the challenge still remains for humanity to be balanced and rational because of the sinful environment that confronts us. We are surrounded by the pharmaceutical industry, the alcoholical beverage industry, and the illegal drug industry. Not only are we challenged to live physically balanced lives, but also spiritually balanced lives. This is no easy task because of the circumstances we are living in. However, we can be comforted by the scripture, 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, which says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Once we have received Jesus as our personal Savior, we are reconciled with God the Father. And together with the Holy Spirit, we possess the qualities to live balanced and rational lives without sin. Lives that are not torn apart by depression or thoughts of suicide or mental illness, etc. As long as we continue reading the Word of God, remaining in prayer, fellowship, and worshiping the Lord, we will maintain a good balance to deal with all aspects of life. And the law of sin and death will not have dominion over us. Most imbalances at work in our lives are caused by the grip that the law of sin and death has taken over us. According to the Bible, the law of sin and death is the controlling influence of sin and death as a tyrannical enslaving master. It is contrasted with the controlling influence of the Spirit that brings life and made us free from the law of sin and death through Christ Jesus, as stated in Romans 8, verse 2, which says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death." Mankind must understand that the law of sin and death is of a tyrannical, aggressive nature, totally bent on destroying the life given to us by Almighty God. With Jesus, we have a responsibility to strive to live lives that reflect balanced weights. And the total way, and the only way, we are going to achieve this is to follow Galatians 5, verses 16 to 18. This says, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. To avoid coming under the direction of the law of sin and death, we must walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we do not remain walking in the Spirit, the law of sin and death is ready and waiting to entice us back under its controlling influence. Therefore, our focus should then turn to Galatians 22 to 23, which says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." As mentioned before, as long as we practicalize walking in the Spirit by reading the Word of God regularly, staying in prayer and in fellowship and worshiping God, we will achieve a just weight to deal with all aspects of life. In conclusion, number one, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. Number two, remaining free and delivered from the law of sin and death is not automatic. Number three, we must continue to walk in the Spirit. Number four, be aware of Romans 7, verses 5 to 6, which says, "For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter." And number five, live in such a way that God does not have to hate the things you do because of their imbalances. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
When we look around, there are wonders to see. How you've provided for humanity. The sun and the moon and the stars up above. To let us know the depth of your love. Like a rainbow is there in heaven above, blessing us to receive God's love. This is a miracle.